With me in studio is Sasha Otey.
Auntie.
I was going to try to get it right, but how are you?
I am doing well, thank you. How are you?
Thank you so much. I'm great. Thank you so much for stopping by. And also, I have Dr. Katu on the phone with me. How are you?
Great. Good afternoon, everybody.
I thank you so much for taking the time out, Doctor. I know you're really, really busy doing some things. But let's talk about what is going on, Sasha, with women's health. There is quite a serious disease that is underfunded, under-researched, but women all over the spectrum have this problem. Tell everybody a little bit about it.
Yes, it's polycystic ovary syndrome, or PCOS. Mm-hmm. It's the most common hormone disorder in women. Yet most people have never heard of it.
Yeah.
It's a serious disorder, and I'm sure Dr. Katu will go into the details about the medical side of things. However, PCOS is so prevalent, yet so under-recognized.
Yeah.
And so underfunded. I personally am a woman with PCOS. I was diagnosed with PCOS, and after great dissatisfaction with finding proper medical care, mm-hmm. proper advice from my medical team, I decided it was time for myself and other women with PCOS to take this into our own hands.
So there's so many women.
Yeah, so in Detroit alone, a low estimate is around close to 40,000 women have PCOS. In Michigan, over 430,000 women have PCOS, and that's on about 10% of women. And so what PCOS is a disorder, a hormone disorder that impacts your fertility, it impacts your metabolism, it impacts your mental health, and it impacts the entire family. So my organization, PCOS Challenge, is here in Detroit to kick off the national PCOS Challenge 5K awareness campaign.
Yeah.
This is our first time in Detroit. We're extremely excited.
Yeah,
and
very cool.
And it's just so important to bring attention to these disorders.
And you're starting here. Thank you for doing that, by the way.
You're welcome.
And it's 11 cities?
Yes, we're doing it in 11 cities mm-hmm. across the U.S. And we're also doing a PCOS Awareness Weekend in Orlando. Big weekend with a gala, 5K, a symposium conference.
That's good.
So we invite all of your listeners who may be impacted by PCOS to come out to the 5K this weekend, the Sunday the 14th at Lake St. Clair Metro Park.
Absolutely.
And we're doing an after party with some of Detroit's finest musicians in Mount Clemens at the Three Blind Mice Irish Pub afterwards.
Yeah,
so
it's going to be great.
It's going to be incredible.
Dr. Katu, you have dealt with patients who have had PCOS, and can you tell us what they are going through and what we're talking about exactly?
Sure. Well, essentially, you know, even though, you know, you hear the word ovarian is in there, unfortunately, this disease is really a part of the endocrine system. So, in a nutshell, you know, women, in order to have a normal menstrual cycle, there's a follicular phase and luteal phase. The problem is the pituitary gland releases too much of a hormone known as luteinizing hormone, which normally regulates the menstrual cycle, but the excessive amount of this hormone, the typical physiology is that the follicle will eventually end up making a male hormone, which eventually gets converted to estrogen.
Wow.
However, when there's too much LH coming from the pituitary, the ovary's ability to convert all this male hormone into estrogen is overwhelmed.
Mm-hmm.
So you get an excess amount of male hormone in females.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And the problem which this leads to is ovulatory cycles which are off, so this leads to infertility and dysregular menstrual cycles.
Mm-hmm.
The excessive male hormone, you know, leads to excessive facial and body hair, severe acne, male pattern hair loss.
Wow.
There's weight gain and obesity, which in turn ties into insulin resistance and the development of diabetes.
Diabetes, okay. Yeah, wow.
There's a huge psychological impact as well. You know, a lot of doctors, I got to tell you, they just don't recognize this. They see a woman who might come in with anxiety and depression, sleep apnea, for example. And, you know, as Sasha was saying, you know, in women from ages 18 to 14, this is the most common endocrine disorder, even more so than thyroid disorders.
Wow.
So it gets missed. Yeah, absolutely. It gets missed. Doctors don't think of it. Mm-hmm. And then, unfortunately, you've got women running around who have no idea what's wrong with them. They're going from doctor to doctor, trying to figure out what's happening. The impact on society is huge. I mean, it's the leading cause of infertility in women.
Mm-hmm.
Women with PCOS are 2 times more likely to be hospitalized, 3 times more likely to develop endometrial cancer. And the unfortunate part about it, and this is why this organization, these fundraisers are so important, is to find out why. What is the mechanism? What's going on here?
Yeah.
Some theories are that it's genetic. There's an autosomal dominant component to it. And maybe environmental. But, you know, no one knows for sure. But something is causing that pituitary gland to release abnormal amounts of this hormone, leading to this problem.
Well, I think that this is so worth, and because there's so many women involved with this, it's so worth being able to recognize that when they're in the doctor's office. And if there are doctors who don't recognize it, we got a problem. We have a huge problem.
Exactly.
We have a huge problem.
Doctors will think of the most common things, but even though this is common, they don't know what's common.
Mm-hmm.
That's the problem.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I think that this is an amazing event that you're having, and the reason behind it. And I think that there are a lot of women who would benefit from even being around on Sunday, because they'll get so much information that they need. They can be armed, Dr. Kadu, with information too.
Well, think about it. If we say roughly 10 to 15% of women are affected, then you can imagine if the awareness is out there, women can start advocating for themselves and going to their doctor and say, hey, can you please test me for this?
Yes. Yes.
Absolutely. And that's one of the biggest messages that PCOS Challenge has for women who think they may have PCOS. Mm-hmm. Advocate for yourself.
Yeah.
Find a doctor who will listen to you. Find a healthcare provider who will listen to you. Everyone should feel empowered, mm-hmm. to advocate for themselves. They know most women with PCOS, most people, parents who have daughters with PCOS recognize this at a younger age.
Yes.
You know, before puberty, around
for
puberty.
Sure. Yeah.
And so
that's right.
Yeah. So we think that it's imperative that we feel empowered, mm-hmm. to present to our physicians and present to our nurses and let them know exactly how this is impacting us, and ask to be tested, ask to be screened for PCOS.
Well, I want everybody to get the information on how to take part in the 5K challenge.
Yes.
And also the event in Mount Clemens.
Sure.
So give them the information, the website information, how to register. Let's get people involved.
Yes. So go to, it's an easy website, PCOS5K.org.
Mm-hmm.
And we have a lot of locations. Just go to the locations tab, choose Detroit.
Mm-hmm.
It's this Sunday at Lake Sinclair Metro Park.
Beautiful place.
Beautiful, gorgeous. Mm-hmm. I cannot wait.
Mm-hmm.
And so sign up, or you can call us at 877-KICK-PCOS.
Yeah,
so 877-KICK-PCOS. And the after party, oh my goodness, at the Three Blind Mice Irish Pub, is featuring Paul Lamb and the Detroit Breakdown, featuring Kenny Olsen.
Kenny Olsen, my
cousin. Yes, oh my goodness. And Emily Rogers featuring Yin, and Dr. Detroit. Yes, can you give us a little preview of what you're going to be doing?
Well, he's Dr. Detroit give is the band, mainly doctors, but a few other guys in the band. But we're going to, it's going to be some good rock and ready to have a good time.
It's going to be amazing. Well, I want to say thank you to both of you. We're going to put the information on our website as well. So look forward to that at DetroitPraiseNetwork.com. And I look forward to Sunday.
Thank you so much. We're very much looking forward to it. Thank you, Detroit, for being so welcoming, and we hope to do this year over year.
Absolutely. Thank you so much.